Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Good morning, Hillary.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
Good morning.
I'm all right.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, I need your help because I'm in this weird situation. My boyfriend of a year and a half has been begging me to move in with him. And I was, like, really resistant to do it because, you know, when you move in with someone, it's a big change. And I liked where our relationship was. And, you know, I like my own space. And he has a dog, and I'm not really into animals and into pets, and so it kind of made me a little hesitant to do it. But my lease ran up, and he's been begging me, so I did it. And while I was moving in, I found out that he adopted his dog with his ex, and they adopted it after they moved back from Hawaii, and they adopted it and named it Kona, after where they lived.
Okay.
And I kind of am annoyed because the dog is a reminder of his ex. And I want him to kind of get rid of the dog. I mean, I don't like the dog anyway. I think the dog is annoying and messy. I mean, the dog's sweet and very nice and wouldn't ever hurt anyone. But the dog is like a reminder of his ex that he had a significant relationship with, and I don't really know what to do about it or how to approach
it. Did you know that he got the dog with his ex when you moved in with him?
No.
So how did you find out?
I was going through drawers, like trying to find space, and I found the adoption papers, and his name and his ex's name were on the papers.
Now, I'm not one of these guys that normally draws the analogy between pets and family, like human beings. But if he had a daughter when you met him, would you not date him because the daughter was a constant reminder of his past marriage?
No, but I would hope that he would have told me about the daughter. Like, he didn't tell me about the whole dog situation.
I will defend him, though, because if he came out and fur, I mean, to me, it's more of a red flag if somebody introduces me, well, this is the dog that I adopted with my ex. Like, I mean, everybody moves on, and if you still have a dog, then it's his dog, and in his mind, it's his dog.
Yeah, he's not looking
not
at that
their dog
and being reminded of her every single
yeah.
day. It's his dog
it's
now.
It's his dog. Mm-hmm.
They don't share custody of the dog, do they?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. So, I didn't ask.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about.
How long have y'all dated?
A year and a half.
A year and a half, okay.
Hey, Cindy, yeah. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just think that she's stupid because, one, there's plenty of other dogs out there. I mean, there's plenty of dogs that are sitting in homeless shelters right now that need to be adopted. And she should have known beforehand that the dog was named after wherever they lived in Hawaii. Who cares that it was the ex's dog? The ex is out of the picture. If you trust him, who cares?
Well, I'm also surprised that a year and a half, you've dated a long time, and you just haven't spent any time around this dog in a year and a half?
No, I've spent time around the dog. I just don't like the dog.
But what? She just found out that it was with the ex.
Well, regardless, I'm surprised that she has not tried to, you know, this is part of him. So if she's dating him for a year and a half, the dog is a part of him. He's not going to get rid of it now.
Hillary, let's get down to what this really is all about. You don't like the dog, so you're looking for a reason to go to him to get rid of the dog. And you're using the fact that that he bought it with the ex-girlfriend to push the dog out of the relationship, right?
Well, I guess.
So what would you rather him do with it? Just give up his dog to a friend, or you don't care?
Well, no, I don't really care. But if we have to keep the dog, I want him to change the dog's name.
The dog is how old?
Oh, Melissa's cool with that.
How old's the dog?
It's almost 6.
Come on.
He's had that name for 6 years.
Do you get stuck taking care of the dog a lot?
Well, I mean, like, what do you mean? Like, taking it for a walk? Yeah, occasionally. But, no, I mean, like, I'm not looking for fleas all the time. I mean, I don't really get that cuddly with it.
Wow.
I'm assuming you grew up in a house that didn't have dogs.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Have we even addressed the fact that you were snooping around his house, which is how you found this out anyways?
Actually, it wasn't really so much snooping as it was trying to create space, she said.
She's trying to create space. Like, what are you going to keep your underwear in the file cabinet in his office?
it was in his dresser drawer.
What, you liar? Who keeps adoption dog papers in a dresser drawer for 6 years?
I don't know.
Where did you find him?
Oh, in the bottom of his sock drawer. It wasn't with anything else.
Oh, yeah, that's where I keep all my important documents. Sure. Right, my birth certificate's here, my passport's here, the whole thing. Hey, Angel, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello. To me, it sounds like that she is jealous of the dog.
Sounds like
that she just needs to grow up and be a woman and get over it. He does not need to change that dog's name. She just needs to grow up. It is a dog. Men love their dogs. Everybody loves their dogs. If she don't like a dog, that's her problem. Move out. Go somewhere else. But don't be a little witch about the dog.
There's not too many people that like you, I got to be honest.
People aren't going to give up their animals, and I'm surprised. I mean, and you've been together a year and a half. I don't know why all of a sudden you have an issue.
You knew he had a dog when you moved in.
But she didn't know where it came from.
So it doesn't matter.
I'm not saying she should get rid of the dog. I'm just saying I see her point of view.
Oh, you
No, you don't.
Yes, I am.
You liar.
If they've been together a year and a half, and that dog is, you know, whatever, it's probably worth a mention from him that dog was his with his ex-girlfriend.
Well, is it possible in the year and a half that they have been dating that she has shown signs of being jealous before? And he figures, look, this is not a big deal in my life.
Yes.
I'm just not going to say anything to her about it, and we'll go about our business because she's got this jealous streak.
Yes.
Right. Well, do the math. If the dog is 6 and you've only been with him a year and a half, he's had that dog with other people.
Yeah, all you have to do is line it up chronologically.
Do you think it weirds the dog out that he's watched his owner have sex with multiple women?
Probably. No, it's probably, well, I won't go there.
Hey, Hillary, did you hear that? Smells.
Yeah, the dog's not allowed in the bedroom.
So he's only watched your boyfriend have sex with his ex then?
Oh, my God. I hope not.
Probably. You should ask your boyfriend about that today.
He may have been in the bed with him, because sometimes dogs just take their corner. They don't care what's going on.
Yeah. You know, my dogs, when I was growing up, my dog would come in and get my underwear. I bet the dogs chewed her underwear, not yours.
You realize that you are living with a dog right now that has the underwear of your current ex in its mouth.
There's some things that a dog will take out of the trash can. It's a little more intimate than that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How are you going to live with this?
I don't know. You've just made it worse.
You need to give a pair of underwear to this dog.
If you really want to make your mind,
to forget about,
you need to take your underwear off immediately and let your dog eat it.
Uh-huh. Agreed.
Save that.
It's the best advice we've ever given out on this show. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Great.
You're on the Bert Show, Q100.
What's up, guys?
You tell us.
Hey, Jeff, you're my hero, man. I just wanted to say.
Thank you.
I have no advice for this chick, but if this girl's boyfriend is listening, dude, can this broad, man. You can rent better love than this girl.
Oh, burn. Damn.
I think he means that in a good way, though. In a nice way?
Yeah.
I don't think he was ripping on you. Is everything else in your relationship absolutely fine right now?
Yeah, we're good.
Then why are you creating a whole bunch of crap if everything else is going fine?
She hates the dog.
She doesn't like the dog.
You guys are putting this on the dog.
She doesn't want to live with the dog.
She like the dog.
But there's so many more issues that aren't even being addressed.
Okay, but you defended her.
But if it was another dog.
I defended the fact that there is a little bit. The dog is named after an experience he had with his ex-girlfriend she is obviously a jealous girl. It's weird. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'll give her that.
The dog represents all the sex they were having all around Kona. And yes. This really deep, loving relationship that they had that they thought would last forever.
Probably on the beach and all kinds of stuff. Whatever.
Ocean.
But so.
When hammocks. Probably, Maine. Sun chairs.
Because all that. What? So all that stuff, you know, happens. So I can understand that. But let's talk about the fact that he never said that he got the dog with an ex. Did you know that they were living in Hawaii at the time?
That they adopted, that they got the dog after they got the dog?
Did you know about them living in Hawaii together?
Oh, yeah. I knew that he lived in Hawaii.
Okay. So I think that's worth a mention, and the fact that then she moves into the house and snoops and finds that.
Those issues are bigger. Because I don't understand why that disclosure, because I think he's been more respectful by not ever bringing the ex up about the dog.
Because she's a little on the crazy side, and I'm sure she's sowing this psycho jealousy, and he's like, I'm not going to say anything.
If I got, you know, like the dogs I have now, Katie and I have named these dogs together, regardless if I named them after the place we lived or not. So,
right?
I mean, that's... life, you know, like,
right.
So I don't know why she's so upset about that.
But what you see every time you see that dog, Hillary, every time you see that dog, all you see is every single time he said, I love you, to his ex, and I only want to be with you, though, right?
That's exactly what I see.
Oh, so that's right. You've wasted an opportunity, a year and a half, for you to make friends with this dog and have a relationship with the dog and whatever.
You guys are missing the whole point that she's nuts.
It's just stupid. It's stupid to be jealous over something like that.
It is, especially if the rest of your relationship is fine.
Does he know how mad you are about it?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, lucky him.
I'm assuming you're not one of these women that just kind of keeps things in. I'm sure you told him.
He knows. He knows how I feel.
So I think you should just insist that. I think you should learn to live with the dog, become friendly with the dog, but then you should rename the dog.
But I do hate the fact that if you gave him an ultimatum between you or the dog, you know he's going to pick the dog.
You know, he's probably got clothes that he bought with her in Kona also. So he's going to have to get rid of all of those clothes.
Yeah.
He's probably got some shoes mm-hmm. that
Maybe
he bought.
Maybe they slept on the same sheets, because guys don't often go buy a new sheet.
So you're probably sleeping on the same sheets that she slept on from Kona. Plus, he's using the same name that he was in the relationship with the ex, so you ought to force him into changing his name.
Plus, that giant box of adult novelties, he didn't buy those alone.
Dude.
So I think we're all in agreement. You're totally right.
You don't share plastic like that.
Hey, Donna, good morning. You're on Q100.
You can share a dog.
This is
Conan.
You can
share a dog, because the dog's not going to be in the same place, I hope.
And this is Big Kahuna.
Hey, Donna, go ahead.
That's be the craziest thing I've ever heard. In the first place, she's just trying to find a reason mm-hmm. not to move, not to be living there. She didn't want to move in to start with. So now she's using the dog as an excuse. And to rename a dog after 6 years?
Melissa.
Luckily, he didn't have any children.
Yeah, Melissa, you want to address
that? It hasn't been 6 years.
Melissa has nine names for her adopted dog right now.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Right, Melissa can't vote on the changing of the name.
Well, the old name for the dog is not a good experience for that dog. So.
Hillary, we got to run.
I think she already did.
Or you can run first.
She hates us.
See ya.
He's already ran.
Bye-bye. Stupid call.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here's a story I saw this morning that made me think about this.
Evan Brombie is as cute as they come, but this two-year-old sure knows how to cause some trouble. Yesterday, he flushed his mom's wedding and engagement rings down the toilet.
Uh-oh. Evan walked away, and I heard a flush. And I said, what if he just flush down the toilet? Because he's always doing it, always flushing something down the toilet.
Evan's mom later went to get ready and realized her rings she had left in the bathroom after cleaning them were gone.
Oh, no.
Evan, where is mama's rings? And he said, in the toilet.
This mom never thought she would see her rings again. But a plumber from Mr. Reuter came to the rescue. It took 3 hours, but he found the rings. One more flush and they would have been gone.
It was lucky because, you know, there's like 4 condos in here and anyone who could have flushed the toilet and it would have been gone.
The relief I felt was just crazy.
Evan's mom says this is a story she will never let Evan forget.
I kept thinking someday when he's ready to give somebody her rings, he'll know what he did to me.
Right, we're going to work on laughing right now.
Wow. And they never quite say how much it was right there or potentially how much they could have lost right there. But we'll start low and work our way up.
Hey, my stepson actually was helping Daddy clean at the house and sprayed like a ton of window cleaner into the TV speakers, a $400 TV.
Oopsie.
Seems so much fun at the time. We have a painting. It's not worth a lot of money, but it was given to us, hand painted by one of our friends for our anniversary. Our friend Sammy did it, and it's hanging up on our catwalk. And one day as I walked out of our master bedroom, there's Hollis at 1.5 with a pen just writing right over the painting.
Oh no.
Having the time of his life. This is great!
Did you leave it up or take it down?
It's still up. It's still up. You can still see the pen mark on it.
That's awesome.
Hey, Angela, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, I'm calling in regards to about the toddler stories and how much damage. Uh-huh. I got actually two for you.
Okay.
One is a fantastic story. I have over $2,300 worth of damage to my carpet by my 18-month-old son, who we had a sippy cup full of juice that was allegedly spill-proof. And allegedly. He shook it all over the place.
Oh, no.
We had to call the carpet guy to come out and clean our carpet like over 5 times. Unbelievably, it still never got completely out.
Looks like some sort of crime scene.
And then I have another wonderful story about my now 10-year-old son. When he was 1 year old, my husband was supposed to have been watching him. And he decided to flush my pearl bracelet, which was the last thing my father gave me before he died.
Oh, no.
Down the toilet.
Oh, no.
And it never came out. So that was about $500 worth of pearls.
But the sentimental value
is way more.
The cost of that. So, but you can't be mad at him. He's one.
And they don't know.
He's flushing something down the toilet. He doesn't know.
You can be mad in general.
But you can't be mad at them.
Right.
You get toddler immunity. All right, so Angela, total was $3,000. Here is Bo. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello. I was about 4 years old. And we have a lake house in North Georgia, and everybody was up on the boathouse eating lunch, and I was playing in the boat, and I took the keys out of the ignition of the boat and put them in the cigarette lighter. And what happened was it shorted every wire and all 20 feet of the boat. I mean, like, just had to rewire, had to take the entire boat apart, and it was a nightmare.
So when all was said and done, how much are we talking about in damage?
I would guess it was about $4,000.
$4,000.
It's been a, you know, I mean, I was really young. I could probably find out from my dad if I called him and asked.
Oh, he would have an exact amount.
Yes.
Jennifer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning. My daughter was 3.5 years old and helping us clean the bathroom, and she knocked the top of the toilet thing off and hit the pipe in the wall and flooded our whole house.
Oh, no.
How much are we talking about?
About $6,000.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Dude. At what level can you, like, I don't know, put them on the street with a tag on them or something?
I don't know, but man.
Picked up with recyclables? Yeah.
Put them in the bin. What?
With a sign saying, this is too expensive.
Yeah. Or free bikes.
Be careful.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning. We've got 3 children, and we were getting ready for church one morning and just trying to find shoes and get everything done. And our little guy was upstairs. We called him down, went to church, came back about hour 45 minutes later to a 3-story waterfall. He had played with the taps in his bathroom and stoppered the sink. And we have his bathroom was upstairs, and it was over the powder room on the main floor, and then the basement had a full bath. And there was water coming out of every orifice of our house.
How old
was he at the time?
He was 3. It was $8,600 worth of damage.
$8,600 at 3 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Michelle may be our closer call here. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
I had my daughter on an airplane, and I was teaching her how to tell time, and she had my gold presidential Rolex that I had gotten from a college graduation present, and she went into the bathroom and it fell off her little wrist and went down the toilet.
Oh, no.
And Delta Airlines.
It was a Rolex?
It was a gold presidential Rolex with diamonds on it.
How much is that watch worth?
About $18,000. Down the toilet.
You can't get it back? Because I'm guessing that stuff goes into a tank, and if you're willing to...
It just disappeared.
Get blue dye all over you.
Be honest, did you reach down into it and try to get that thing out of there?
No.
I would have. For $18,000, my whole arm would have come out of there totally blue.
Oh, my God.
$18,000, and she was how old?
She was 5 years old.
Yeah,
Well, you know what? That one right there, I'm blaming mommy as much as kid.
To give the kid an $18,000 watch
to take into the bathroom, number one, and number two, the fact that she didn't go into that tank to get $18,000, I'd work it out.
Stop the play!
I held the kid by the ankles and said, go down there and get
landing.
It.
Yes.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino.
I am wondering, I am curious what the record is and how close I got to it. And we're talking about, I'm talking about sleeping. Okay. Now they tease me about being like a cat in a sunny window where I curl up and I can sleep.
Melissa's cheap and tired.
Yeah, I'm cheap and tired. I am cheap and tired.
Save that.
But not cheap in that way now. So anyway, so I love to sleep. I can sleep, and I don't get enough at night. But boy, in the afternoons, I make up for it. But no, when I was a teenager, I was one of those that, like any teenager, I would sleep until early afternoon. But then when I became an adult, I actually got out of that, and I am, you know, a morning person, and everything. But then when I got sick and I was on dialysis, and it wore me out, I started taking like 4-hour naps in the afternoon only because I had to. That's the only way I could get my energy back. So when I got my kidney transplant, I only cut that in half, even though I probably don't need a nap anymore. But I sleep a couple hours in the afternoon every day. So they give me
like
a hard
2 or 3 hours in the afternoon.
2 hours in the afternoon, yeah. So these guys give me a hard time about that for loving to sleep. But I outdid myself, even outdid the teenager part of myself when I got back from L.A., Well, we were in Amelia Island, so we weren't.
Also establish in L.A. you were working 18 hours a day doing interviews.
Totally contributed to that, and that's why I allowed myself to do this. Yeah, because I had told these guys there was, there's a lot of events that Fox was so awesome to us in L.A. and a lot of events going on, and there were times where, you know, I had told Jeff or Bert, one of you, I said it was immune system maintenance. Where I had to go, kind of excuse myself and crash and come back, because, you know, for me, my immune system is lower than most because of the medicines I take for the transplant. So I always have to keep an eye on if I get too tired, if I'm too, you know, too cold or too this, I just got to make sure that I kind of keep a self-check and take care of myself. And if I feel myself getting too tired or whatever, then I need to excuse myself, take care of that, take a quick nap, come back, be good. So I don't have the endurance that a lot of people have. And so knowing this, when we got back from L.A., it was a Thursday when we all were leaving, you know, the American Idol stuff and going out to our vacations for Memorial Day, I actually flew from L.A. to Jacksonville and met Katie at Amelia Island where she had a work event over the weekend. So she's like, you know what, why don't you just come with me, stay at the place we're at, and then, you know, just we'll have the weekend there. So she was already at her conference by the time I came in, and the plan was I just go into where we were staying, and I just go straight to bed. And then when she got back from the conference, I'd wake up, and we'd have the rest of the day. Fine.
Now, did you fly, just some technical questions in case Guinness asks for the record. Did you red eye?
I did red eye.
Did you sleep on the plane?
No, I'm not good at sleeping on planes. I dozed, but let's say if I slept on the plane, it was maybe 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes at a time.
And even that's probably a light sleep where you can still hear everything go on, but you're technically asleep.
I jerk and I wake back up kind of thing.
And bobs back up really fast. Whiplash.
Right. And I do take Xanax on flights, but by the time I got to Jacksonville, the Xanax would have worn off. But there was still a little medication in my system.
This was like the perfect storm. You're working 18 hours. You got the Xanax that's wearing off.
It is time for Melissa to be 16 again. So I try to time this. So I get to the place we were staying at 10 o'clock in the morning. So 10 a.m. on Friday, I'm in bed, okay? And I don't get out of bed until noon on Saturday.
What?
10 a.m. And take an hour out of that for eating. So when Katie came in from the conference and she
could see I was still, you woke up and ate and went back to bed?
Yes, I woke up and ate. Went back to bed. Then her and the other people we were hanging out with, they went out, came back in. I got up and ate again and went back to bed.
26 hours?
Yes.
26 hours of sleep?
I slept.
If I got 26 hours of sleep, I'd be 6'3".
Say that.
So I say one to two hours take away from that for the eating.
Wow.
But I slept.
How do you physically
that
do that?
Time.
Wow.
I laid there and slept.
You have, Wendy?
Mm-hmm.
You've gone longer than that?
Well, about the same. You're going to break my what is the
record,
by the
way? Well, it's about the same time.
I can, yeah.
I don't know. It was when I was a teenager, I guess.
And no, it doesn't count.
It was a pretty long time. It was when I was vacationing in Florida. I went to sleep around 3 p.m. because just taking a nap. I didn't wake up until the next day at 3 p.m. So I slept for a full 24 hours, and I thought it was the same day, and asking where my lunch was and why I wasn't, like, waking up.
Hours of sleep?
Yeah, high school and college stuff doesn't count, I don't think.
You would think that your body would wake you up for food more than once. Well, or you just woke up one time.
To me, it would be to pee. I can't even get through one night
did you pee the bed?
Without having
be
to
honest,
get up
did you pee the bed?
I did not pee the bed.
Okay.
No, I was probably dehydrated from the flight, so...
Yeah, that's probably it.
But
I always have to pee.
The only reason I woke up is because Katie came in. So the first time Katie came in from the conference, she kind of, it jostled me up. And so I said, well, since I'm up, let me get something to eat because I was hungry. It went right back to sleep. And the only reason I woke up the second time is because Katie came. It was like midnight. Katie came in and, are you still asleep?
Did you?
And jostled me up and I ate and went back to sleep.
When you woke up, did you feel like you could just conquer the world, or were you still tired? Like it was almost a jet lag thing?
I felt normal. Like I woke up the next morning, I was like, okay, I'm good. And then everybody's like, all right, well, Miss
Carter's back.
Bear hibernating. Come on.
It's like that movie Awakening.
Rip Van Carter.
Yes.
did you get up and you're like, is Obama still president? What year are we? Are there flying cars yet?
How's President Reagan doing? So 26 hours.
See, here's what would have happened to me, which is what I'm fascinated by. Because, like, if you crash the whole day, I would wake up, like, let's say I'm as tired as I could be. So I sleep 8 hours. That wakes me up at 6 or 7 p.m. At that point, I think my brain takes over and is like, dude, you just jacked yourself up. You ain't going to be, my brain will taunt the rest of my body. You ain't going to be able to sleep tonight, you loser. And then I would be too stressed to fall back asleep. And then it's like.
Is that what your inner voice sounds
like?
Yes. What's it sound like again?
You ain't going to be able to sleep tonight, loser.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is what I wanted to ask the Burt Show community. Are there any adults right now on an allowance? Like, you have to line up every week in front of your wife or in front of your husband, and he gives you a certain amount of money to spend every day or every week, and that's all you get.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm sure that happens. Now people that have been irresponsible.
Well, I know what you're looking for. So let's eliminate couples who have mutually decided that their budget allows them to have.
No, that's not what we're looking for.
Yeah, so this is what we're eliminating. If you have come to an agreement as husband and wife that you have $90 extra every week, so you each take $45 and you can spend that on whatever you want, that's not an allowance.
Agreements are too healthy for this show.
Yes.
We're not looking for an agreement. We're looking for a guy or a woman that has said, look, you are obviously irresponsible with the. You can't handle it.
Right.
So here's how we're going to handle our budget. I'm going to give you $5 or $10 a day, and that's all you get.
Your spouse is almost like your money police.
Look, this happened. You remember a couple
like
years
parents.
Ago? Yes, like it's a parent situation. You remember a couple of years ago when I went to the Florida-Georgia game with my buddy Kevin from down in Florida?
Yeah. Yeah, he had an allowance.
She gave him $100 for the weekend and said, you are not allowed to spend one penny more.
And
he had $100 cash, and we're in the middle of a bar. And it was his round, and he paid, and he was out of money, and he said, guys, I'm leaving the bar. I got nothing left.
He's scared of her.
He's totally scared of her. I understand it. Because as a kid, I mean, I can remember my parents every Friday given me like $15. That's what I got. I lined up. We had a sheet of the chores that I did, and they paid me my allowance. But that's as a kid. Now you're 7, 8 years old. I'm looking for the whole situation that you're doing as an adult. You have to line up in front of your husband or your wife.
Yeesh. I couldn't even imagine doing life. That.
I couldn't.
It's embarrassing.
I just don't think that's a healthy relationship anyway.
Now we can put you on the voice disguiser if you want also, for sure. For Laura, do you want to be on the voice disguiser?
I don't care.
Okay. You're obviously not on the allowance then.
It's okay. My husband is like, he just can't spend a dime without me telling me. He can't take $20 out the ATM. He can't use a credit card unless he calls me and gets it approved.
Why?
It's just I'm a control freak, and he, I mean.
Oh, so he hasn't had a reputation or has not proven to you that he can't.
He's not. He's actually probably better at money than me if it came down to it.
Oh, hell no.
So let me ask you this.
It's really sad. Like, his friends will call. It's like the running joke. They'll be like, Miss Laura, can Liv have $10 today to have lunch with me? And they'll call like the night before if they want to have lunch at work.
Wow. Really? How long have y'all been together?
We've been married for 10 years.
Okay. It's working for you guys. Well, I'm assuming if you're that controlling in a situation where you don't really need to be, that you're pretty much controlling everything in the relationship.
Oh, yeah. It comes down to you have to budget. But I take it to an extreme, which is like crazy. But
are you OCD?
Yeah.
You are.
So if he doesn't check in with you and he spends money, then what happens?
I don't know, because I check our credit card bank balances like 20 times a day.
Then what will you do?
20 times a day you check.
Then what will you do?
I'll be like, why did you take $20 out the ATM? And he'll be like, my God, do you have like a camera on me? What's going on?
Does he get in trouble?
Well, I mean, there have been times when money was really tight in our life that I did like really get mad. Now it's just like he just knows that we don't do that.
He doesn't want to deal with
it. Did you hear about that show? It's all about you. It's a new one on A&E. It's called Obsessed.
Yeah, I did see the commercial for that.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad. But I'm weird. Like, my house is a mess, so it's not like I'm obsessed on being clean. Well, I mean, I am clean, but the house is not clean.
Obsessed with torturing your husband.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good. I did the same thing with my husband. I was very particular about his money. When we got our first joint checking account right after we first got married, they mailed, you know, the two ATM cards, and I took his and just said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and tear yours up. And he was like, fine, you know, because he knew. He traveled all the time, and when he would get a per diem check for 6 days, it'd be gone in day three. And I said, you know, that's your money. You do what you want. That's your per diem check. But as far as our household budget, I had
but what
to
if he gets? What if there's an emergency? How does he?
Well, I mean, you know, if he had per diem money, I mean, they give you a check for 5 days. If you spend in three, that's your deal.
What if he's there and he, you know, he needs to rent a second? His rental car breaks down. He breaks his leg. He just needs cash.
Well, I mean, obviously, I could certainly get it to him at some point. He didn't travel that far. It was a manual labor job, so he was constantly around plenty of people. And I actually went into debt with some of his coworkers because he continued to borrow money. He couldn't have $20 in his pocket without just spending it on, you name it, anything. Yep. I mean, he would come home with stacks of lottery tickets, you know, just anything. So I said, here's the thing. You know, I would give him lunch money, or I would offer to pack him lunch, or give him certain money to do certain things. But otherwise, had I put him in control, I would come home. I mean, he never knew. He's not, unfortunately, he passed away a couple years ago, but he never knew how much our mortgage payment was. He never knew how much his car payment was, his insurance. He just knew that it was done, you know. It was.
I don't know what the message is, but everybody calling up saying that they're in control of the allowance is a woman. And they're controlling the guy.
I've talked about this before. The way my parents handled their money was it was a joint account only for house stuff, only for things that dealt with the two of them, which was house and children. But they had independent accounts if they wanted to buy a dress, if dad wanted to go do this, if mom wanted to go do that, they never had to say anything to each other.
That's
about
not
it.
An allowance, really.
Did they? But what have, I'm saying is, like, they didn't have. I don't understand the concept of pooling all your money together without creating a situation in which you have to check with each other.
Did they both work?
Yes.
So that's see, why. There's difference.
Well, and then but she retired before he did.
If one of them stays home, though, you have to.
You have to pull that money.
My best friend is a stay-at-home mom, and she
and her husband work it out, but there's, I mean, I don't think there's an allowance. I mean, I think they talk about it and communicate about it, but it's not like he doles out to her an allowance, even though he's the breadwinner.
No, Stacey, I mean, stays home with the kids also, and we're drawing off of my salary, and we don't have to check in with each other. On big purchases,
right.
It's just known between the both of us that we will check in with each other.
Is there a dollar amount you guys have set?
Not really.
No.
Nuh-uh. Samantha wants to be on The Voice, this guy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I'm listening to your conversation, and I'm totally in agreement with you. That's the way it should be as a married couple, but unfortunately, there are those men out there who just can't get a hold of how much you can spend, how much is at a point of wasting, and unfortunately, that's my husband. I'm in an occupation where I get tips, and he, unfortunately, has been in and out of employment for the last year and a half, and the job that he has, he doesn't make very much. So before, you know, his check is his check, whatever, you do what you do, but now that we're kind of living off of mine, he's going back to school, that type of thing, I put the money in my wallet that I know if he goes in my wallet and he sees that amount, he might not spend as much as he would if he saw how much I really had. So I'll hide the bulk of my tips and leave like $30 in there. Hmm. And that's kind of his quote-unquote allowance. Like, I don't tell him that's how much
she doesn't dictate that.
So he's on an allowance and he don't even know it.
Exactly.
That's impressive.
That's control.
That's the ultimate control. Here's Katie on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Morning. My husband totally tries to control me with money and just in every other aspect of our life, which is odd because he tries to control is the operative word is try.
Why does it seem funny when it's a woman doing it to a guy, but now that it's reversed, it seems sad?
It seems oppressive.
Right. It's true.
The trying to kind of just be the doormat, it's so not like me, but I do have to let him know if I'm going to spend money, and I have to call to make sure, hey, I have to buy this book or whatever for school. Are we okay? Are we clear? And he's like, yeah, go ahead or whatever. But lately I've been rebelling, and I go and I spend money, and I buy shoes, and I buy frivolous stuff for me, and then I'm like, hey, look what I bought. And
so the family line, though?
I'm like, well, I work.
The family line is that you're supposed to call him before every single purchase.
Yes.
Wow.
He sort of used to do the same with me until I started checking the account. And I'm like, wait a minute, he's spending money without telling me. So all bets are off.
Aren't most divorces, they say, a lot of
money.
Divorces are over money. The majority of them, right?
You know, where do they tell you to, if, I read it years ago, I don't remember what the reason was, but if you are living within a budget and you're trying to hide money from your spouse, do you know where the easiest way to do it is?
Mm-mm.
$40 at a time when you go to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah?
Because
you pay with your credit card or your or your ATM, and they say, would you like cash back? And most places will let you get up to $40.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you go, you just add $40 to it, and all they
but
see
it's
is
on the grocery bill.
It'll just say Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
$58.26. That's $18.26 worth of groceries and $40.
Hmm.
Party! See you at the cheetah.
Hey, Ashley. Good morning. You're on The Verge.
Good morning.
Making it rain.
Good morning. What's up?
Hey, guys. My sister has been married for about 5 years, and she is on a strict allowance for her husband. She has $200 a month of her own money to spend.
And how would he dole this out?
She just knows that that's how much she has to spend, and it's not even like she has an account. I mean, she just obeys this. It's the most insane thing ever.
Does he make a lot
and
of money?
And even, like, when she had a job, she's a stay-at-home mom now, so she, like, has a little bit more justification, she says. But even when she was making money on her own, and she was a graphic designer, so she made good money, she only had $200 a month to spend, and that included her gas, any kind of, like, clothes or food, any kind of, like, lunch that she wanted to go out to, like, with her girlfriends. All of that was included in the $200.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being I love him and 10 being I hate him, how much do you dislike your brother-in-law?
He's about a 2.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a hard thing because I think he's the most insane, controlling person about money. But when I get around him, he's really a nice guy, and I do like him. I just have completely different philosophy, like, on how to spend money. Like, my husband and I just spend. I mean, there is a part of me that's like, I respect the fact that he wants to save all of this money, but not to the detriment that my sister has to, like, live under these, like, confinements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think men or women. I mean, like, yeah, I'm cheap. I mean, that's a joke on the show. It's true. I'm cheap. But
it's no joke.
Yeah. You are cheap. But my personality is too independent for me to have to ask permission.
Oh, no.
As a grown woman.
Yeah.
For anything.
Mm-mm. The Burt Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.